It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Hello, hello. Hello out there in radio land. This is the George Williams Show, and I'm your host. Our number here is 251-343-0106. You can give us a call at that number, or you could text us, and we will respond to it. Folks, we've got a lot to talk about. A lot. First of all, I don't know if next week, next Tuesday, I will not be in this chair, okay? I will be at the convention, the Republican convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What I'm going to try to do, I'll get a host to sit in for me, but I'll call in to give an on-the-spot situation report. And I'm sure we're going to have fun. In Milwaukee, I made the 2008 convention, which was in St. Paul's, Minnesota. I made the 2012 convention, which was in Tampa, Florida. I made the 2016 Republican convention when it was in Cleveland, Ohio. And that's when we elected, we nominated and got him elected, President Trump. 2020, they didn't have a convention, but I'm back, folks, for 2024. So I'm going to be driving up to Milwaukee. It should be a nice drive. I know two other folks who are part of the delegation will be leaving from one from Baldwin and one from Escambia County, Florida. Escambia County, Alabama, I forgot. There are two Escambia counties. They're right next to each other, folks. And they're right next to Alabama. The one Escambia County is in the Pensacola area, and the other one is in the Atmore-Brewton area. So that's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to take off on Friday, heading to Milwaukee. Should be fun. I remember 2008 in St. Paul's. We were taking the bus from the hotel to the arena where we were having the event, and there were a lot of demonstrators out there, folks, and they had these Antifa and some of the other ones, and our bus got surrounded. And we couldn't go anywhere, and they were throwing bricks, breaking the windows out. We had one state trooper on the bus for security, and we had to sit at a certain location while they were surrounding the bus. It must have been 100 of them. And then all of a sudden, the police came and started busting some heads, and we were able to go to the arena where the activity was being held. So I don't know about Milwaukee, but I there are always demonstrators, folks. But I think it's really going to be bad in Chicago. Why? Because of what's happening in the Democratic Party, folks. Those Democrats are crazy. They are crazy, and they're dangerous. And you start from Joe Biden. Look at what he has done to America in 3.5 years. Look at what he's done. He opened the border. I worked the border for 3 years when I was stationed in New Mexico, and it was nothing like it is now. Really, the fault lies with Biden and Obama when Obama was in office. He restricted the agents and the officers for how they can arrest or apprehend illegals coming across the border. And he had said, if you observe them committing a crime, then you apprehend them. Well, folks, coming across the border is a crime. A crime. So Obama started it, and he was the president, and Biden was the vice president. And President Trump tried like hell, folks, to secure the border. And who fought him? The Democrat. The Democrats. The Democrats. And have you heard any Democratic politician talking about the border? Have you heard our only Democrat that we have, Congresswoman Sewell, talking about the border? Talking about Biden? No. No. One thing about those Democrats, folks, normally they stick together. The only reason they're not sticking together now is because everything is out in the open about Joe Biden. They can't lie anymore. Although they tried. Last week, they tried. They tried. They lied, they lied, they lied. But it's caught up with them. So now they know not what to do. So the question there is, who is going to be the Democratic nominee? Personally, I think it's going to be Joe Biden. Because if it's not Joe Biden, it has to be Kamala Harris. It has to be her. Okay? You hear people talking about a couple of governors and Michelle Obama. Well, I don't give a darn who it is. The Republicans are going to win the race. Now, here's what I heard on the news. And this is very scary. There are numerous illegals registering to vote. And I believe that due to the fact that even in Alabama here, when you get your driver's license, you can register to vote at that time. Okay? Now, the big question, are they allowing illegals to register to vote? I know in one survey they took, they talked to 44 illegals, and 5 said that they had registered to vote. Right? And you hear the Democrat prosecutors and politicians say, well, bring me the proof that they voted. Folks, they don't want to know the proof because the politicians, the Democrat, the prosecutors on the state and city level, they run for office. So they don't care who votes for them just because they got into office. So you think they're going to try and disturb that, change that? No, they're not, folks. That's why you can't get them to prosecute voter fraud. You can't get them, especially in those Democratic cities and states. So this is a frightening situation that we're going to be facing in this 2024 election. We have to make sure that there are no illegals voting. And legals, okay? Because you can be legal in America. And they call it I-151 card they give you to make you illegal. And you're working towards becoming a U.S. citizen. How many of those folks are voting? I know in the state where I grew up, when I left Alabama here, South Alabama, at 10 years old, I grew up in New Jersey. They don't require ID to vote. I think all over America, a congressman or a senator should not be elected or should not be reelected unless they make a commitment to pass a law that all voting in America, you must do it via with an ID card. That can happen, folks. That can happen. That should happen. Okay? Make it a national issue. You cannot vote without proper identification. Okay? I know if you look at your driver's license, Florida is this way, Alabama is this way. When we get back, I'll complete my thought, folks, because this is very important. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, your host, and we are on a mission. My nearest mission will be going to the convention in Milwaukee. It starts next Monday. Next Monday on the 15th, folks. You know, I'm taking off on the 12th. I'm driving, taking my time. And there's a lot of activities going on. So we will be nominating President. I still call him President because they cheated. He should be our president now, but we will be nominating him, okay? Unlike those Democrats over there, a.k.a. Democrats. They don't know what the hell is going on. And it's going to be a bowl, like, who said that? A bowl of confusion, okay? Like the song said, the temptation. Nothing but a bowl of confusion. And if everybody who are old enough, in 1968, at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, that was wild, folks. That was wild. They were fighting the cops, the SCLC, and all of those other organization, and it was nothing but chaos in Chicago. And I think this is going to be the same way, this convention in August. I think it's August 8th in Chicago. I think it's going to be the same. So we'll just have to see. Okay, now, I was, before the break, I was talking about registering people to vote when you get your driver's license. Right now, who are getting driver's license? All these illegals. I would not give an illegal a driver's license. Some of them can't speak English, folks. And we're giving driver's license to them? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Okay. Now, on your license, there's a star on the left-hand top. That tells the, when you travel, that tells the TSA folks and law enforcement and the ticket folks that you are an American citizen. Okay? Now, if they're doing that, why can't they do the same thing to indicate that you are an American citizen to vote? Why are there several states that don't have voter ID laws? New Jersey is one, okay? And about a year and a half ago, I was talking to one of my high school buddies in New Jersey who was the chairman of the New Jersey Democratic Party. And his name is John. I won't give his last name. And I said, John, you guys don't have a voter ID law. Oh, no, man, we don't need that. We don't need that. I said, well, how do you know who's voting? Well, you know, they have to register. I said, how do you know who's voting if you don't have a voter ID law? He had to admit. And being that I grew up in New Jersey, I was a cop in New Jersey, I was a federal agent, I know how many illegals are in New Jersey and New York, and Massachusetts and Connecticut. Now, are you telling me those people are not voting? I asked him that. He couldn't tell me. I said, how do you verify a person who is voting that they are a U.S. citizen? Well, the legal people, I said, U.S. citizen. You could be legal. You can have an I-151 card. You could be an alien, legal alien here in America, but you still cannot vote in any election according to the Constitution. Well, that's right. That's what he said. You're right. So how do you verify that person is a U.S. citizen? He said, well, you can't. I said, I know that. So, folks, the Republicans are calling for voter ID laws. The Democrats are not. Why aren't the Democrats calling for voter ID when for everything you need? It was funny. I stopped by Dollar General the other day, and there was a guy about 65, gray hair, and he had bought some cigarettes and some beer. And a little young girl, she was the cashier, and she said, you have ID, sir? He looked at her, and we both looked at her. I mean, this guy's a grandfather, and she's asking him for his ID. Now, the law requires that you ask for ID, you know, if you think that this person is not old enough. But if a person is older than your father and your grandfather, you don't. So if you ask for ID then, why can't you ask for ID to prove that this person who is in that voting station, that this person is a United States citizen? For what reason do you think out there in the audience that the Democrats don't want this law to be enacted? There can only be one reason. They want to cheat. That's the only reason. No ifs, ands, or but. They want to cheat. They don't want us to know that illegals are voting, non-U.S. citizens are voting in that election. That is why, folks, it is so difficult to get prosecutors, local prosecutors, to prosecute these folks. Very difficult, because those prosecutors, guess what? They're running for re-election every 4 years themselves. Yeah? Judges are running for re-election. State judges are running for re-election. That's why you don't have prosecution of election violators. That's why you don't have it. And that is working against the Republican Party. Against, because most of those folks are Democrats. They're being protected by the Democrats and not the Republicans. All right, folks, that's enough for that topic right now. We're going to listen to Dick Morris and hear what he has to say.
Whether Biden drops out of the race or not has really no impact on his ability to beat Trump. If he drops out, obviously he's gone. But even if he stays in, he's also gone. His numbers have crashed, his reputation is in tatters, and there's no way he can rehabilitate himself to make himself a strong candidate. So as Washington and the journalists are obsessed with the death watch, wondering how many Democrats are coming out against him and can he recover? The fact of the matter is that he's already passed the point of no return. Bear in mind that next week is the Republican convention. It's going to last Monday through Thursday. And historically, the party holding a convention gains 5 to 10 points on his opponent during that week. And if Trump gains anything like that, he puts this race completely out of reach and makes it a double-digit lead over Biden. And there's no reason to think he won't be able to do that. So the environment now, which where Biden is just holding on, is probably the best it's going to be for Biden for a long time and maybe forever. So don't get all fixated on the death watch. The important point is he's already dead.
All right, that's Dick Marsh. A very good, relevant topic for today's show, folks. Okay, we know that the Democrats, the DNC, a lot of the Democrats, and more are coming out every day. They don't want Biden to be their candidate. And a lot of the folks who are running for Democrats who are running for re-election, they definitely don't want him. Can you imagine? My thing based on all of that is if you're a Republican candidate, now is the time to run, okay, as a Republican. Because I think it's going to be a wipeout. Remember 4 years ago, we were talking about the red wave? It didn't happen because of the blue cheating, in my estimation, folks. That's the reason why. The blue cheating. Now, I know they're going to do the same thing. But at what scale? What level? Okay? At what scale? Or they're going to be cheating. I don't think it's going to be like 2020. But I know there's going to be cheating on behalf of the Democrats. I know that. So, Biden, like Dick Morris said, there's no way he's going to be the president, elected president. What's the other choice? Kamala? Well, she's next in line. Next in line. Rather than her, they want Michelle Obama. But it's almost impossible for Michelle to get in there due to the fact that if Biden drops out, whammo, Kamala is the Democratic candidate. Okay? There's no if, ands, or but. Now they have to, if they both drop out, then at the Democratic convention, they're going to have to nominate somebody and they're going to have to vote on it. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that Biden will be the nominee. If he's not the nominee, it will definitely be Kamala Harris and not Michelle Obama. Well, actually, we Republicans don't give a darn who it is. We are still going to kick their behind, folks. We're going to do it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, your host, and we are on a mission. We are on that mission. And really, if you think about it, all Republicans should be on the mission of voting every Democrat out of office, every single one of them, because they're zeros. They are zeros. Local, state, and federal Democrats. They have destroyed this country, and they want to do it more and more and more. So that's our mission, folks. Our number here is 251-343-0106. And I did get a text from Alex, and his question is, in today's world, why can't Nikki Haley be the D? I guess that's the Democrat candidate. That's a good question, Alex, you have to write a text to Nikki and ask her, because I can't answer that, brother. I can't answer that. Why can't Nikki Haley be the D? I guess it's a Democratic nominee. I don't know. That's all it is, a D. So, Alex.
You click on it.
Huh?
It says, in today's world, why couldn't Nikki Haley be the Democrat nominee?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. First of all, she's a Republican. She's not a Democrat. She's a Republican, Alex. And that's why she can't and won't be the Democratic nominee. She tried to be the Republican, but she lost out. So she's sitting on the sideline, okay? So that's the reason why she's a Republican. All right, what else do we have here? I tell you, it's in the local area. We have our outstanding Baldwin County Sheriff, Sheriff Holt Max. He is retiring. And Governor Ivey will have to appoint a temporary sheriff to sit in until 2026 when his time in office is up. So the big question is, who will Governor Ivey recommend? That's going to be a good question. But Sheriff Mack, good buddy of mine, very good friend of mine, outstanding person, outstanding sheriff. He's done a fantastic job in Baldwin County. And he's not going to be out of law enforcement. He's going to be, I guess, in charge of the Sheriff Association for the state of Alabama. So it's a promotion. And I know he will do a good job in that position. So, Sheriff Mac, we're going to miss you. We are definitely going to miss you. And I know a few names that have been kicked around as far as replacement for Sheriff Mac. And I won't go into those names right now. But I'm sure there'll be a few more names that someone will notify the governor's office and recommend certain law enforcement. You must be a law enforcement person, okay? You must be a law enforcement. Could be federal, could be state, could be county, or you could be the city. You must be in law enforcement or have that background. So we don't know who Governor Ivey will end up appointing, but we got some ideas. I know a few names. I won't mention them now, but it's a good job. Good job, especially in Baldwin County. Although we're being overpopulated, folks, in Baldwin County. I remember for 10 years I was on the Baldwin County Board of Planning and Zoning. And when I first got on that board, I think we had 95,000 total residents of Baldwin County. Now we've got over 260,000 and growing, folks, and growing. So you folks, especially you you Democrats up in Yankee land in California, don't come here. Stay where you're at. You're overpopulating our county now. And I don't think that's good, traffic-wise especially, and crime. You have a lot of people from Mobile County moving over here to get away from the crime over there in Mobile County, folks. So Baldwin County is probably one of the fastest-growing counties, I know, in the state of Alabama. It is. So we've got to put a hold on that. And we like the country. We like the farmland. A lot of our farmland is gone now. It's gone. You've got subdivisions all over South Baldwin County. Okay? We're losing our farmland. I could stop and get an ear of corn now and all that. Some strawberries or potatoes. I have a little garden myself. That's what I have resort to, making my own garden. But We have lost so much farmland in Baldwin County, and that's not good. That is not good, because going to the supermarket on the Bidenomics, it is terrible, folks. I was in my children's, call it my second home, Walmart, and they, I bet you I've spent $300 over the past week for things that I needed at the house and groceries. And I see folks in there with one basket filled up to the top, and sometimes two carts full. Guess what? That's taxpayers' money. And they got a couple of kids with them, and they weigh 300 pounds. So they're not starving. They're eating too much, folks, but they're not starving, okay? That's taxpayers' money. And, boy, what's happening to our country? A lot of people don't want to work. They do not want to get out and get a job. And I was shocked at the number of folks who drink every day and smoke. Damn, a pack of cigarettes will cost you almost $10. Just one pack of cigarettes, eight, seven. I don't see how people can afford it. I don't see how. So this is what's happening in our country. Imagine our country. Another thing I want to talk about is the border. You hear Biden and the Democrats. See, notice this. I would like for everybody out there to notice this. When something comes out of the White House, they all start repeating it. Jean-Pierre, when something comes out of the White House, she'll repeat it. Then some of the politicians will repeat it. So those Democrats stick together, folks. They stick together. It's a lie. That lie will come all the way down the line to a state and local politician. It will come down the line. And people don't know that we're hurting. We're hurting in America. And you couldn't tell that by talking to a Democrat. I know some of the Democrats I talk to. You can't tell that people are hurting. You know why? Because they don't want to admit it. They don't want to let you know that they are hurting too. They don't want you to know that. They do not want you to know that. So, I am glad that the Democrats are in disarray. I'm glad. All I want Brother Trump to do is just be quiet and let the Democrats go at it. Let them fight it out. Because that's what they're going to be doing from now until August, when the Democratic National Committee starts in Chicago. I think it's, Philip, you know the date? I think it's the 8th of August, somewhere around there. That's when they're going to have the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. I think so. But anyway, it's the second week of August. So just let them fight it out. Fight it out.
August 19th to the 22nd.
Okay, Philip say August 19th to the 22nd. Now, also, there's another debate between Trump and Biden. September. Will they have that debate, folks? After this last one, I would say there's not going to be another debate, at least not between Biden and Trump. You think they would want Biden to get back up on the stage again? No. There is no way. No way. And the big question, someone asked me this yesterday, who is running the White House? Good question. To me, there are two major folks. Joe Biden, the president's wife, and Susan Rice, President Obama's special envoy to the White House. Susan Rice, remember her? She's still in the White House. Obama left her there in the White House. And she's one of the top advisors for Biden. So you don't think Obama has something to do with this situation now? He most certainly do. However, he's staying out of it, at least publicly. But through Rice, he's very much involved. Very much involved. So who is running the White House? And now they have Hunter Biden at the White House. Like the Democrats say, that convicted felon, Hunter Biden, at the White House. So, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Susan Rice. That's my interpretation of who is running the White House. It can't be President Biden. Folks, and I've said this before, my brother-in-law is a year younger than Joe Biden. He's got dementia, Alzheimer's. And if you look at him, he's got the same symptoms as Joe Biden. The same. The same. Think about that. Should this man be the Democratic nominee, and should he be the president of the United States? I don't think so, folks. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, your host, and this is the George Williams Show. Our number here is 251-343-0106. So, the big question. There are two big questions, okay? Two big questions. Number one question. Who will be Trump's running mate? That's one big question. Okay. The other one will be, will Biden make it through the convention? That's the other question. So if you put them both together, you will ask, who is Trump going to face in November from the Democratic Party? Will it be Joe Biden or will it be Kamala Harris? That's a good question. Or will it be someone else, an unknown person? Okay, let's get to the first question. Who will be the running mate of Donald Trump? Good question. Anybody have the answer? Nobody seemed to know. We can guess. I was listening to a radio show, and the guest on that radio show said it shouldn't be another politician. And he said, in his mind, It should be a non-politician, like a non-senator or a non-congressman. Okay? So someone asked him, well, who do you think? He said, I think it should be Ben Carson. I think it should be Ben Carson. I thought about that. And I said, wow, I never gave that any thought. It should be a non-politician. Okay? So think about that. Should be a non-politician. And his second choice was a military general. I won't give that name, but a general who is retired from the military. And he said he did not believe that a vice president would have the sway to get more votes for the president. And I thought about that. So, good question. Should Trump choose a politician or a non-politician to be his running mate? Very good question. Because I don't think anyone that he chooses will influence him being the president, because he is so popular, he's so far up front. So I don't think they're going to have an impact on more people voting for Trump. But I was thinking, and somebody else mentioned Ben Carson to me about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, he would be good. He would be very good. Also, Dr. Rice. They mentioned her. If you want to get the women votes. So, there's some good Republicans out there. I don't know one good Democrat. There are none. No good Democrats out there, a.k.a. Democrats. None. But we do have some good Republicans in the wing waiting to be asked to join. But I can tell you one thing that Trump won't do once he becomes president. He won't put zeros in like he did in his last administration. I look at Mike Pence, who's a zero, okay, and some of the other cabinet members. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I know he's not going to make that mistake again. He's definitely not going to make that mistake. I think he's going to have a good cabinet, especially if he has the Senate and if he has the Congress to work with. Okay? Because he's going to have a lot of work to do, folks. He's going to have to square away all of this mess that the Obama administration and the Biden administration have put on the people of America, of the United States. He's got a lot of work to do, and he can't do it unless he have both houses, the majority Republicans in both houses. He can't do it. Got a lot of judge appointments. A lot of judge appointments that he's got to make. Quite a few. I'm not just talking about the Supreme Court. As you can see what's happening in the Supreme Court, the Democrats, what they want to do if they have the presidency and the Senate, they're going to want to increase the Supreme Court, the numbers, so that they can appoint more Democrats to the Supreme Court. They are furious. They are furious. We've got to prevent that, folks. That's why all you Republicans, independents, and you Democrats who are tired of the crap that the White House is giving us, you've got to vote on November 5th for Republican candidates. You've got to save this country. You've got to. Because we're almost like a fourth. We're almost like a fourth-rated country now. You know, I spent 6 years in South America, 6 years in Africa. And with all those people coming here, it's almost being like being in their territory. And we're talking about open borders and all that. Tell me, folks, what country can you travel in without a visa, without documentation? I don't know of any country. I know when I was in South America, stationed in Brazil. When I was in Africa, stationed in Nigeria. And I was responsible for 40 countries in Africa. For every country that I went to, I had to have a visa. And I had a diplomatic passport. Every country that I was in, when I was in Brazil, that I went to, I had to have a visa. And it was very easy to get because of government officials and, you know, someone from the embassy, our embassy, take our passport over to that embassy where you're going to travel, and you get your visa right away. You didn't have to stand in line, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it was pretty easy, folks, pretty easy. All right, we got about a minute to go, and let's wait and see what happened. And next Tuesday, I'll be on the air from Milwaukee. Someone here may be taking my place, or we'll do a prior show that we've done. But anyway, I'll be calling in, give on the spot results of my trip at the convention. So it'll still be going on next Tuesday night, and I'm looking forward to it. Just, you know, everybody talk to people. Talk to them about voting. Make sure you know if people need help. And don't wait for the last minute to go to the polling station. Don't wait till the last minute. If you can't get out there, request an absentee ballot, okay? This is important, folks. We can't be shucking and jiving now. This is important. All right, we'll talk to you again, one way or the other, from Milwaukee. So until that time, everybody, Vicon Dales.